just one halakha that is brought down in a sefer called Yemalet Nafsho. It was written by a hacham called Rabbi Abraham Hamway, who was a great hacham in the city of Halab. And he wrote the sefer. It's about Malnitfas L'Rishona B'Shnat Tafresh Mem Dalid. So that's 644. So it's about 120 years ago. And he writes over here in the Sefer in Siman Tet. What is that year?
1884.
Not 1880s, late 1880s, exactly. He says, Tov shelo lahlotz atefilin ad ahar al ken nekavelach. A person should try not to take off his tefillin until after he finishes al ken nekavelach, of course, of Alenu Shabayah. Sheyesh sod nisgav bazeh. From the students of the Arizal, they talk about how important it is to keep the tefillin on. The lefachot, at least, he says, kemo shepasak Maran, like Maran was posek in Siman Chafhe Si'if Yud Gimal ad Achar Ubal Siyon, which means that would be the minimum until after Ubal Siyon, preferably after, of course, Kaddish Tet Kabbal. And then he comes along and says, from the Shalmet Zibur, De'en lachlotz ha-tefilin ad shi'ilmod bahem techila. A person should at least try to learn something with his tefillin on. That's one of the values of a halakha yomit, is that we're learning at least something where the people can have their tefillin on. And then he says, Ki lo yizkeh liknot ha-neshama. A person could really not acquire his neshama, again, whatever that means, ela im ken yilmod betefillin, unless he learns with his tefillin. And therefore, it is something praiseworthy. Specifically, those that wear the benutam, they should be careful to keep the benutam on in order to learn with the tefillin on. The second halakha that he says over here is as follows. Yesh li zahir harbeh, person has to be careful so long as he's wearing the tefillin not to mistreat them or to be light-headed. Not to go to places that are not respectful for the tefillin. Because the punishment, of course, is very great. Of course, he says that when one puts on his tefillin, he should not hold the tefillin by the straps. He always should hold it by the box, because holding the tefillin by the straps obviously would not be kavod for the tefillin. Last but not least, he writes, "Ma'alot tefillin, kol ameniyat tefillin ketekudam ma'arich yamim." Those that put on the tefillin the proper way, kasher, they get long life. Shene emar Hashem alehem yihyu. And therefore, one should be very careful to have the tefillin. Last but not least, I should say, in a halakha that he mentions on the page before, he talks about the importance that the tefillin be square. Preferably a perfect square that has its hypotenuse 1 2/5 longer than the sides of the square. What happens is a lot of times our tefillin, because of wet hair or leaving it in the car, they warp. And therefore, it's proper from time to time to have the tefillin sent, not only to check the parashiyot, that nothing happened to them, but also to check the square of the tefillin in order to make sure that it still is maintaining its shape.